condition.
That's Alabama. We want talent.
There isn't one. You have to call the state. That's what that lady just told me. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Can you hear me as well?
Yes. Thank you so much. 1 minute. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties, but I'm trying to hear you. Thank you for your patience. And how may I help you on this Department of Health platform? My name is Nene. Welcome. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm Karen. Thank you for taking the call. I am
yes.
the secretary for the Alabama Auto Racing Pioneers, okay? It is a racing club, and normally every year they have a banquet at the Talladega Speedway at one of their Hall of Fame indoor banquet facilities.
Yes.
In the museum area. Okay, so, you know, pandemic hit, so forth. I mean, they normally had it like in February, but of course we pushed that back because of COVID. Well, a lot of the members are getting antsy and wanting to have it. Well, we know COVID is still going on. And I will tell you that most of the population that comes to this thing, they are elderly. A lot of them are in their 70s and their 80s. They travel from all over the state. And it would be an indoor gathering. And I'm just having a lot of concerns. I know the latest CDC guidelines are talking about, you know, if you have been vaccinated and you can be outdoors, well, you know, I don't know how to tell if all these people have been vaccinated. And we're worried about, is it too soon to have the banquet, considering A, the population, it would be, you know, indoors, and you know where I'm going with this. So I thought.
Sure, sure. And these are great questions. Let me give you the information to two locations where people have insight about this specifically, okay?
Okay.
When you're ready, I'll give you two numbers.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. This would be nurses or someone who has the mindset for talking about what you're talking about, 334.
334.
206.
206, uh-huh.
5443.
Okay.
And then the other question is, the other is the Southeastern Public Health District.
Public District, okay.
334.
334.
792.
Okay.
9070.
Okay, thank you. Which one would you try first?
206. 334-206.
Yes, okay, yeah, 334-206-5443, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good. I will do that. I will give them a call. I'll give them a call now.
Well, I hope we've been able to help you, and the best to you. And let me give you the website, cdc.gov. cdc.gov. That also can be of help. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day, ma'am.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.